This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Welcome back to Loud and Local. It's 99.9 KISW. Until midnight, we are playing everything from the Northwest. So give us a cut text, 77999. Let us know what you think of the music, and let us know what you want to hear on Loud and Local. Right now, the first guest of the night, a band from the Tacoma area, from the South End, Clay City. These guys are killing it. They're putting out a debut EP this summer, and we've been playing them on Loud and Local for a while. So first off, congratulations on getting this finally coming out, and also, welcome to the studio, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. All right, so before we go any further, I guess let's go around the room and introduce yourselves and what you do with Clay City. There are five guys here in this room, actually six with me, so it's smelly, it's packed, but it's a good time, man.
Well, my name's Ben, and I play rhythm guitar.
Right on.
My name's Randy, I play lead guitar.
I'm Lucas, and I do vocals.
I'm Kalen, and I play drums.
And I'm Kyle, and I play bass and do backing vocals slash somewhat clean vocals.
Somewhat clean.
Right? Yeah, it's a lot of yelling, mainly.
Right on. So I guess let's go back to day one or whatnot of Clay City. Were you guys in bands prior to this, and how'd you guys meet up and start doing this thing?
Yeah, that's kind of how all of us met originally, was we all played in other local bands. Ben and myself played in a band called Love the Lost, which actually a few of the songs that we play live still were meant to be Love the Lost songs, but then didn't work out. But so me and Ben have been kind of writing music together for a really long time, grew up together. And then Ben kind of took the lead on recruiting everyone else, and I'll pass it on to him to talk about that.
Yeah, with Love the Lost kind of tapering out, we Kyle and I kind of just miss playing shows, so with everyone kind of burning out, we just
and
started
going to shows for free too,
and
that's,
yeah,
cool.
That's always a good perk. But we just started recruiting, and I think I Facebook messaged Kalen just, yeah, out of nowhere. I'd never met him before, and I was just like, do you play drums? All right, cool, come out. And turns out he's okay at drums, so we kept him. And
yeah, he was decent at best.
Just decent.
Yeah. He had a really nice drum kit, though. That's what really sold it.
Yeah, he had good equipment. But and then ran to Randy at a Walmart and was just like, I need someone that's better than me at guitar.
Nice.
To write leads, yeah. I was just
like, Randy's like, definitely better than you, Pat.
Was he working at Walmart? Was he shopping?
He was shopping, man.
Okay.
Yeah, he was shopping.
He had the long
he had
locks,
the long
too.
Hair. And I was like, hey, because Randy and Lucas used to be in an awesome band that our old band played with called Destroy Lewis.
Yeah, and we actually played your guys' tour kickoff show for our first show.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that that was a super fun show.
And I remember specifically going up to you and talking to you and be like, dude, you're awesome at vocals. And I think I said you sounded like Mike Haranica from Devil Wears Prada.
Oh,
I'm pretty,
yeah,
sure I said that, yeah.
And, yeah, he ran into Randy knowing he was a phenomenal guitar player and was like, all right, he would compliment me as a rhythm guitar player.
Yeah.
And then Kyle originally was vocalist because he
and
was
then I said, nah.
Of, yeah, he's like, I miss playing bass. And then we're like, well, okay. Well,
And Lucas is like way better than me. So
yeah.
It worked out really well.
We, yeah, just, from there, it was just a phone call from me. Luke was my ex-bandmate and a good bud. And I figured he was a great fit for the band. And here we are.
Yeah. We,
hell yeah.
It was I remember we had like a tryout with a couple bass players to come to practice, and we were like, oh, you know, it's all right. But
I think after one, we had someone in, I was like, you know what, I kind of just want to play bass, to be honest. So
yeah, and nice. Then we just texted Lucas, like, is he doing anything? And then he texted back, was like, okay, I'll do vocals. And
sure, why not?
Yeah, we next week he showed up to practice.
It, yeah. Yeah.
Right on. And when was this time frame? Like, when did it all get like solidified?
Well, I think that
all
our first practice with Kalen was like late 2017.
Okay.
Yeah, probably around.
And
there.
Then I would say it was like the formation was probably solidified in like February of 2018.
So fairly new, yeah. Fairly new.
Yeah, Kyle and I have been trying to recruit people for years, though.
Hell yeah.
Because Love the Lost broke up in like 2013 or 14, yeah. Something like that.
And we were writing demos and recording demos for like, yeah, like 4 years.
Just us two.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like, Kyle and I for a while. And then we were like, it was just, you know, some friends that had other priorities in their lives that couldn't do it, and we just started, all right, we got to branch out, and if we're going to get this going, let's get it going. You
they
know?
Grew up and give up.
Yes. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Clay City from Tacoma. They are going to be playing May 26th at El Corazon, and you can catch them. They have their self-titled EP coming out this summer, and we're actually going to play a couple songs from them that are a worldwide debut. But before we do that, I got to ask you about your name. Tell me about what's Clay City?
I think actually Ben was the one that posed the band name, if you want to talk about it.
Yeah, I pitched that one. So Kyle and I grew up in a small town called Eatonville. Shout out to
Eatonville.
Shout out to Eatonville. Everyone listening in Eatonville. There's a small, like, abandoned town. It's like a ghost town almost out toward Eatonville. And if you live in Eatonville, you know exactly where Clay City is.
It was, like, the
is.
Place to take, like, your crush out. Like, you want to go to Clay City. It's super spooky.
So, you know, we all love where we come from. It's kind of homage to growing up in a small town with, you know, those kind of values.
Yeah.
So we thought, and it's funny how many times I've been wearing like a Clay City shirt, and someone's like, "You know that's a place, right?"
I had someone on Facebook
too. Yeah,
I had someone on Facebook message me like, "Why are you making Clay City shirts?" I was like, "Well, it happens to be my band.
We're running a business out
yeah.
here.
You guys need the first Clay City T-shirt needs to be, or the next Clay City T-shirt needs on the back say like Eatonville Metalcore."
Yeah, there we go, man. Dude, shout out. I don't know what the whole history. I mean, I know like the history.
It was a brick factory.
Yeah, burnt down, and the only thing that's left there is like a giant brick building that was a brick factory, and that's kind of where you go. Like it's the haunted brick building, and that's really all that's left of the town.
We got to do a tour, or your music video needs to be in
my
there.
It's kind of hard to get to.
That's a long hike. Oh,
could you imagine carrying your drum set out there?
All that equipment. Yeah,
I'll bring my combo amp.
Either way, let's get to the music. Let's let the music speak for itself. Let's before we talk so much about it, but I want to do the debut of these songs, Misdirected, Grow Up, Give Up. These are both coming off the self-titled EP coming out this summer. I'm going to give you guys the opportunity to introduce them real quick.
Yeah, so we're going to play Misdirected first, and it's going to be the first track on the EP. We're really proud. We just got these back not too long ago, so we're really happy with how they turned out. Yeah.
Right on. And then after that is Grow Up, Give Up, two brand new songs by Clay City. Turn it up and mosh in your living room. Do a stage dive on the couch.
Yeah, start a circle pit.
Yes, it's Loud and Local on The Rock.
Come down again! Bring it! Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Nice. All right, dude. Getting chunky with Clay City, getting crushed in that last little part there. Got kind of melodic, and then it just, like, broke it down. I can picture people just, like, you know, beating up the invisible ninja in the pit during that part. Oh, yeah. Seriously.
Those are definitely fan favorites, for sure.
Clay City in studio now. These guys are from Tacoma. Are you guys Tacoma or are you guys Puyallup? Let's just clear the air right now. Or is it Eatonville?
Oh, no.
Which place are you claiming?
I love Eatonville, though. I live in Puyallup.
Okay.
Randy.
I also live in Puyallup.
And I would say Caitlin lives in Puyallup.
That's no, Graham.
Graham, I guess. Yeah. Graham. Go a little bit
further. I actually live in Issaquah right now.
Oh.
Just started a lease today in Tacoma, so I'm back.
Yeah. All right. So
I'm coming back down. And
so it's just me.
Lucas actually just moved from Puyallup up to Seattle, so he lives right a couple streets
away. He walked
away.
Here, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
He made the hike.
All right. Well, representing all over this fine Northwest landscape. So we won't say Tacoma band. We'll just say... Northwest band.
I think on our website it says Pacific Northwest band.
There you go.
It doesn't even claim a town or anything like that.
Yeah.
Might as well just put Eatonville though, or Clay City.
Clay City. Clay City's from Clay City.
Yeah, Clay City is from Clay City.
Nice. You can catch them if you like what you hear. May 26th at El Corazon with Mugshot, No Home, Samsara, Tragedy, By Design, and IS Luna. You guys like, I know you guys have recently played El Corazon, right?
Yeah, we play there. I think we probably play there the most, I would say. Yeah, definitely. For sure, yeah.
That's awesome.
And we love it there, yeah. They always treat us really well. The news that we heard last week was kind of alarming, but then it sounds like Dana kind of cleared things up, so I'm happy to see.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to live on in a different...
It's going to be okay, yeah.
We'll see, and I think they have a lot of shows coming up, so it's not going to be happening anytime
soon. For sure.
And then tell me a little bit about this self-titled EP that's coming out this summer. So it's been a work in progress. You guys have had it recorded for quite a while now.
Yeah, we were in the studio last year at around April or so, and we've just really been working on it and taking our time releasing the songs, really kind of building up a following before we come out with it. So we're really loving how it sounds. It's been coming together really well. Like I said, some of the songs on this EP we've had written for quite a while. They've changed a lot since we wrote them, obviously. But we are ready to put these out here, and we're actually already writing new songs, so we're always working. So
that's awesome. You guys, you know, and I don't want to pigeonhole you guys or, you know, kind of just make you guys pick one genre or something, but you guys have a lot of melody, a lot of, there's even like electronic kind of flourishes in there, but then it's just heavy and chunky, like metal. Would you guys call yourselves a metal band, a hardcore band, or just a rock band, or how would you describe yourselves if someone asked?
I would say we have elements of hardcore. And then we have elements of metalcore.
Yeah.
Honestly, I just try and play music that I think would be fun to play live.
There you go.
I appreciate songs that have good structure. I like creating a kind of music that you could bring someone that doesn't necessarily listen to metal to a show, and they could still really relate with our band.
Yeah.
Because it has its parts where it's really heavy, and then it's also got its parts where it's really melodic. So I like finding a good balance
in
there.
Right on. Well, I guess let's go a little bit deeper with some of your influences. Let's go around the room, and I'm going to ask you, what was the first album you purchased on your own, and not something that you were given as a present, but something that you actually went out and bought on your own with your own money, whether it was your allowance or you worked a job? Let's go around the room.
So this was a really tough question, but...
be truthful.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say Britney Spears, but I'm pretty sure my mom and dad bought that for me. But
thanks, Mom.
Yeah,
thanks, Dad.
I know, right? I had a poster, too. It was dope.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I think the first album I actually purchased with my own money was Under Oath, They're Only Chasing Safety.
Yes.
Huge influence to us, too. So, mine's that would have to be probably the first one I purchased.
It's like their big breakthrough album,
too. Oh, yeah,
too,
for sure, yeah.
Right on.
Mine was Silverstein's This Is How the Wind Shifts.
Okay, right on, man.
Yeah, nice. Big influence.
I think they're still playing together, right?
Oh, yeah. And it's, like, still the original lineup, I'm pretty sure,
right?
Yeah,
they've been a band for, like, 25 years. I don't know
how
that happened.
Yeah, and they're still, like, either majority original or all original, I'm not too sure.
I think they're original still, but...
good for them.
They're going on a tour.
Yeah, with August Burns Red, I saw that. But they are definitely a band that kind of put
Ben,
from Green Day to like any kind of heavier music. They were definitely that gateway band.
Yeah. Ben was actually the one that introduced me to Silverstein. I didn't know who they were, and I think in middle school or something like that, you showed them, or something like that, like maybe freshman year in high school.
They're so good.
Right on. And how about you, man?
I think the one that comes to my mind is the self-titled EP, or not EP, album of Mice and Men.
Okay. What turned you onto that? What made you want to pick that up at the CD store? Or
had
whatever?
To be Attack Attack.
It was definitely Attack Attack.
Oh, okay.
Had to be.
What was that song, that Stick Stickly?
Heck yeah. Mm-hmm. Still a classic. Still a classic. Yeah.
Crabcore Revival, yep. 2019, baby.
Protect Crabcore.
Protect it.
And how about you, man?
It's hard to remember, but I'm going to say it's Metallica's Ride the Lightning.
Hey, I'm wearing a Ride the Lightning t-shirt right now.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And just to have to say, that's like a typical Randy answer. Like, if I were to guess, I probably could have guessed that in about 5 or 6 guesses.
Yeah, early metal and rock is ingrained in me in my young age. And I specifically remember that album because a buddy had a mixtape. Not a tape, but a CD, rather. Yeah. And it had Fade to Black on it. And that was the first time ever hearing any type of music like that. And
nice.
It was life-changing. And I had to go and buy it. I had to get the whole album and listen to it from start to finish.
Right on, man. That's cool.
Yeah, you can definitely hear influences from that in his leads and stuff like that.
I was
that.
Just
yeah.
about to say that, actually.
I'm Hell like, yeah.
You can definitely tell in his guitar playing, like yeah. which we appreciate.
And we love it, yeah.
Yeah.
And what about you, bro?
Mine, so I grew up on like Linkin Park,
okay.
pretty big.
Yeah.
And then first album I bought was probably a Silverstein album, a Seosin album, and then also like Chiodos when they came out with that Bone Palace Ballet album. Oh. I was like,
three CDs in one day? What a big spender, man.
I just went
Damn.
Out. Yeah.
Must have been a big Hot Topic haul.
It was a huge Hot Topic. All $30 of it, yeah. yeah. No, I can't remember which one, but it was definitely those three CDs that when I could go out with my friends to the mall and buy something, those were like the first three CDs that I picked up, and I can still tell you each song front to back on those things.
All right, let's do it. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm just kidding. So if you're just tuning in, Clay City is in studio now again, May 26th at El Corazon with Mugshot, No Home, Sam Sarah, Tragedy by Design, and IS Luna. They have a self-titled EP coming out this summer. We're playing songs from that, and we've debuted some of their songs tonight, Misdirected and Grow Up, Give Up, but we're going to go back to the first single that you guys released. This is Better Weather. This is the first one that you guys kind of put you on the map. This is the first one we debuted yeah. here on Loud and Local. So I don't know, anything you want to say about this song before we jump into it?
Well, yeah, first off, I want to appreciate you guys for playing that.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Yeah, we were yeah. definitely not expecting anything like that, but it was great to hear it on the radio. That was cool. But,
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we thought this was a good song that represented the EP as a whole, so it was the easy choice for the first release.
Right on.
Yeah.
So,
yep. Oh, just if it's funny how that even happened, just because we played a show that was at a bar
mm-hmm.
that we were like, all right, this is going to be a fun show.
So I think we all had mustaches.
We all shaved mustaches to
oh,
get
God,
a little fun
yeah.
out of a show. So we yeah. all just, like, Randy had, I think Randy cut
like, we're bar rock,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, had a mullet in the
Randy
handlebar.
Cut into a mullet right before.
It was like an hour before well. Soundcheck, yeah.
And we were like, let's just make this fun. And then that's the show that ended up somehow putting us into contact with you that got us the song.
That's awesome.
So it's super cool.
Shout out to the Valley.
You never know, man.
The Valley in Tacoma, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome, dude. Well, here's Better Weather. After that, we got Home. It's Clay City here on Loud and Local.
We'll be right back.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
We're wrapping up the first hour of Loud and Local. Next hour, we have Wyatt Olney and The Wreckage in studio talking about Rock Out ALS, so they're probably on their way right now. But in studio, Clay City, they are going to be playing May 26th at El Corazon with Mugshot, No Home, Samsara, Tragedy by Design, Ayas Luna, and get ready because this summer they have their self-titled EP coming out, and you'll be able to purchase that, check it out, and on all streaming devices and whatnot. And you guys, I got to ask you, how'd you guys spend your Mother's Day? Because first off, happy Mother's Day to any of the the metal, the rock moms, the badass mothers out there that are hanging out with us on Loud Local. And you guys get to spend any time with your moms today?
Yeah, I actually had to leave a barbecue at my grandma's house pretty early to get up here and get ready for this, so shout out to my mom
and grandma.
Sorry
yeah.
for that. Yeah, love you both.
Right on.
Yeah, I went to brunch with my mom this morning.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Right on.
Real basic.
Yeah. On Sundays we brunch, right? you guys, I got to ask you what your favorite Northwest bands of all time, as this is a Northwest-centric radio program. So let's go around the room. What's your favorite or favorites Northwest bands of all time?
Definitely grew up listening to a lot of Nirvana and Pearl Jam on the way to baseball games, baseball practices. My dad, shout out to my dad.
Yeah.
It's not Father's Day, but shout out to my dad for playing good music on the way to baseball practice or games.
Hell yeah.
I'd have to say Candlebox.
Nice.
Yeah, Candlebox and Pearl Jam.
Cool.
Yeah, mine is, it's either going to be Pearl Jam or Soundgarden.
Yes. Hell yeah.
For sure. Mine is going to be Emery. I've seen that band play so many times, and they're always a great band to watch them play, and them being from here is pretty spectacular. It's part of the reason why I even do what I do.
Nice. Right on, man. And how about you?
All those bands are great choices, but
we took a lot of the good ones.
Yeah, you took all the good ones, but well, not all the good ones because there's a lot of good ones. But I'm gonna go with Heart.
Yeah,
Heart's my jam. Yeah,
I'm crazy on you.
Definitely. Oh,
I'm crazy on you.
It's just memories of road trips with my family.
Yeah, I'd say you're
jamming Heart.
I remember going over to your house when we were little, and your parents were always playing Heart.
Jamming.
That's
Heart.
Awesome.
So, heck yeah! Shout out to Heart.
Cool. You guys, this is your chance kind of to shout out anyone or thank anyone. You guys are going to be playing again May 26th at El Corazon, so I believe they have tickets available for purchase if you want to buy them from the band directly.
Yep, $10 for pre-sale tickets out to that show. You can hit us up on Facebook for that. You can find us on social media. All of our stuff is at Clay City Band, or you can go to our website, www.claycityband.com, where you can kind of see everything on there. I wanted to give a shout-out to Lucas Lugwood for recording the EP of ours. He did a great job, so he's a great musician. Check him out. Also, shout-out to all the moms out there. It's Mother's Day, and we're here, so shout-out to them. Kaylin, you got anyone shout-out?
I definitely need to thank my parents because they've always supported me, and I wouldn't be sitting in this room if it wasn't for them and their support.
And they made you.
Yeah, they did do that, too.
And put up with you for a while.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
And then I need to give a shout-out to Micah at Cask Drumcraft for always providing me with the best quality drums that I could ever buy.
Killer.
Hashtag not an ad.
Yeah, hashtag not an ad.
Definitely shout-out for my parents. I mean, for their unconditional love and support, even though it's not what they listen to.
So it's tough being a metalcore mom and dad.
Most definitely, yeah.
Yeah, we've learned that.
Especially, shout-out to all my loving friends, and got to give a shout-out to Ording.
Yeah. Eatonville. Rival.
Yeah. Eatonville, Ording.
It's a rivalry. It's real.
The connection.
Eatonville is just people who couldn't make it in Ording.
Wow. Shame.
See who's talking once Mount Rainier erupts.
The Eatonville.
Take off these headphones. No, I'm just kidding. What about you, Randy?
For sure, I'm going to shout out my girlfriend, Megan. She's been such a huge help with me in this band, and even previously before I started jam with these guys. A huge shout to her, and yes, it's Mother's Day, so I'm going to shout out my mom. I mean, she's a superstar. She comes out to almost every one of my shows in this band for sure, and even in previous bands. So my mom is a rock star. Sherry, my mom, love you.
Cool, yeah.
Right on.
My wife, Haley, I always have to give a shout-out to her because she puts up with my music, which I really appreciate. She met me at a show, though, so it's okay.
All right, yeah, so it makes sense.
We knew each other from before that, so it sounds a little better.
Yeah.
But a big shout-out to Braden Henriksen. Yeah. He's done a lot for our band. He's filmed all of our music videos.
Killer.
He has social media that you can definitely go follow. He does photography. He's just competed in American Ninja Warrior.
Whoa!
The kid is talented. So big shout-out to him. He's done a lot for this band. Obviously, shout-out to the parents. Shout out to my fellow band members for, you guys. Without you guys, I wouldn't be able to play shows. And then, obviously, anyone that's just supported or been a part of, this journey up to this point. Anyone that's come to a show or helped us along the way, you know, it's cool to get to work with people that you get to, you know, that you admire. Yeah. So it's a cool opportunity.
Well, get on the ride now because it's about to get real awesome. Their EP is coming out this summer, and you have a chance to go see them May 26th at El Corazon again with Mugshot, No Home, Samsara, Tragedy by Design, and IS Luna, Clay City. Any final words before we jump into Cutting Ties?
Just a shout out to the Seattle music scene in general.
Hell yeah.
It's not dead. Go out to a show. Support local music.
It'll never die.
Never die. Never die. Yeah, thank you, Kevin, for having us on here. This is an awesome opportunity, and we really appreciate the feature you did for us. So this
Hell
is awesome.
Yeah. Right on. Clay City, you're very welcome. And let's turn it up, okay? Let's rock out one last time with Clay City. We continue on with Loud and Local. It's 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.